Good morning, we're back with another episode of our Golden Moral Project. Your hosts today are Emil Coyne,
Ciara Tastain,
Ethan O'Halloran.
Today we are here with Keith Gagan of Glengowlin Mines. How are you, Keith?
I'm very well, thank you. Delighted to be here.
Now let's get started, shall we?
Do you live beside the Golden Mile?
I don't live beside the Golden Mile. I live about 1 mile away from it, so about a kilometre and a half.
Have you ever walked the Golden Mile?
I have. I've walked the Golden Mile many times when my children were your age. So my children are 16 and 17 now, and 21 and 23, so yeah.
Does Glengowlin Mines bring tourism to Oughterard?
Glengowlin Mines does bring tourism to Oughterard, yes. It's a very unique attraction because we take people underground. So you can't do that everywhere. We also have a sheepdog on the farm, so we show them how we bring our sheep off the hills, and we tell them the story about how we are as farmers. And we tell them about how we farm environmentally and all the things that go with farming and our way of life as people who live on the land, and why we did tourism to actually bring the Glengowlin Mines where it is. And a lot of people come from all over to see Glengowlin Mines, and it's a huge positive for the local community, and it's an employer for young people. When they leave, they're in secondary school, after the age of about 16, they can get their first job by asking us for a job, and we'll start them off and give them a chance to meet people and talk to them and show them around. And it's part of your first job in your career.
Can you tell us about the Glengowlin Mines?
Yeah, so the Glengowlin Mines was opened in 1998 as a tourist attraction. And why did we open it? Well, I inherited a family farm from a granduncle of mine, and when we did, it was nice to inherit the farm, but to make a living on a farm on its own in the west of Ireland, it was impossible. So we looked at the assets the farm had, and one of the assets was the old mine. And we opened the mine in 1998 to take people underground, to give us sustainability on a farm that we could live and work on the farm. The tour goes, we take you to the museum and we tell you about the history and the social history of the people who worked and lived in the area. Then we take you underground to see where these miners mined for the mineral of silver and lead. And afterwards, when you come back up from the mine, you can see the buildings that are around the mine site, and you can also pan for gold, so you can find treasure yourself. And that was one part of the mine, of our business. And then we opened a sheepdog demonstration to show you our way of life as people, because we are farmers and they want to know about us, and how do you farm and how do you bring your sheep off the hills. So you'll meet our dogs and you'll meet our sheep and you get to feed them, and this time of the year we have baby lambs. And we also bring people onto our turf bogs to show them how we cut our turf and save the peat that we use for the fires in the houses. And it's a long tradition in this region here in Connemara, you know. And for me, I'm the owner, and I have three children, and we all work in the business, and we all work to keep it going and keep it operational. And for us as people, it's a way now of being able to work on the farm and not have to get a job somewhere else. Yeah.
Do you think tourism is important for a town like Oughterard?
Very important. Tourism is important for every town, but Oughterard, like down through the years, has been very, very well recognised for a tourist town. We're on a very busy tourist route, and it's very important that we keep our standard of what we do for tourism up, and show the visitor when they come that it's worth coming back, because this is what we, Oughterard, has always done. We live beside Loch Corrib, we have the mountains of Connemara, we have fabulous tourist attractions around the area, so there's lots to see and do, and that's very, very important for Oughterard. So it's not just one thing that makes tourism in a town, it's a multiple of things coming together. And if that's there, it gives people a chance maybe to stay, maybe go for a bite to eat. And that's all tourism. And it's very, very important. So, yes, tourism is very, very important for Oughterard.
What was your favourite subject in school?
Oh, that's a hard one. Oh, gosh, I don't know how I'll answer this. Geography was probably my favourite subject in school. I suppose I loved rocks. I loved looking at stones. I suppose, you know, growing up and going to school in national school, our teachers, you know, they showed us stones and bits and pieces, but never much about them. But I suppose as I grew up and went to secondary school, we got to learn a bit more about geology and metamorphic rocks. And I loved geography and the way mountains were formed and glaciers and ice ages and all that. I loved all that.
Thanks for listening. Thank you for giving your time, Keith. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. And I hope you all enjoyed talking to me. I enjoyed talking to you guys. Thank you very, very much.
Bye.
This podcast was funded by the Irish Community Archive Network, an initiative of the National Museum of Ireland, delivered in partnership with the Heritage Council, Galway County Council Heritage Office.